I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Flights resume in crisis-riddled Haiti, while gospel workers in Thailand make Jesus understandable for Buddhist neighbors. Believers are putting the love of Christ into action. Stick around for the details. We'll begin today in Haiti, where 2 months ago, the gang takeover of the international airport in Port-au-Prince basically shut down all air traffic. But on May 10th, Spirit Airlines resumed flights to Cap Haitien. It couldn't come soon enough. Rosalind DeHarder for Haiti with Love says,
there was nobody going in. Everybody was trying to get out for their safety. Everything was just locked down. But God answered prayers. Things have slowed down. Cap Haitien has no problem. The airport is open back up. The airlines are opening up so we can take supplies down there again for the clinic.
In those 2 months?
We ran out of supplies for the clinic. People were coming to us hurting. We couldn't help them. We couldn't buy the supplies down there. There was nothing we could do.
The supply lines are open again, but it takes time to catch up. Plus, thousands of people have fled to Cap Haitien. For Haiti with Love is overwhelmed by the need. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org and pray for gospel opportunities for their team.
For Haiti with Love has been in Cap Haitien for over 40 years, and we will continue to do it. When all the other missionaries are leaving Haiti, we always stand firm because we know God is able and God can do miracles.
Meanwhile, Bible translators are praising God for progress in a language of northern Iran. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says the unwritten Gilaki language has a fairly wide reach.
There are 3 million Gilakis living in a predominantly unreached part of Iran. There's never been an accurate translation of the Gilaki Bible. And now we're in a place where we can give them the entire New Testament.
Along with text, Transform Iran's team is publishing audio dramatizations of scripture in Gilaki.
Even before using it in evangelism, we're already seeing dozens of Gilakis coming to know Christ just through the process of translation and review of the New Testament.
Work has already begun on the Old Testament translation and
some of the Psalms are already being audio dramatized today.
Select books will also be available in no time.
For the Torah, Psalms and Proverbs, and some of the very Iran-centric Old Testament books, we plan to have those all finished by the spring of next year.
Praise God for the progress being made in the Gilaki language. Pray for the church to be established, take root, and grow among this people group. Connect with Transform Iran at our website to take further action.
With $35, we can translate a verse of the scriptures, and another $15 will give the audio dramatization.
And there's an exciting gospel video project underway for the Buddhist world. It comes from TWR Motion, a division of Transworld Radio that tells God's story through animated videos. Candace Mackey with TWR Motion says they often partner with church planters who use social media to reach spiritual seekers.
We'll work with them to develop original videos that they can use that reach their culture with the gospel in their language.
After creating a video series for the Muslim world, TWR Motion has now partnered with a church planting ministry in Thailand.
The trickiest part has just been trying to understand a very different worldview than ours.
The new 20-video series will cover creation, the fall of man, Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, plus many of the other stories in between. All of it is geared to reach into the unique worldview of Buddhists.
The whole series theme, we're trying to show that Jesus is our ultimate hope. So we're trying to present Jesus as the person who can bring hope to their lives and that they can know for themselves.
The series should release in the Thai language in 2025. Between now and then, would you pray for and support the team? And if you can use these videos, reach out.
Any church planning team who would like to use this can come to us and we'll work with them to translate it and produce it in their language so that they can use it in their contexts.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.